Blackstone presents Keith Murdoch's Gallipoli Letter, read by Sarah Backwaller. Gallipoli Letter. High Commissioner's Office, London, September 23, 1915. Personal. Dear Mr. Fisher, the Cabinet will, ere this reaches you, have dealt with my report on AIF males and wounded, so it is no good my saying more on these subjects, other than this, that if you allow the inert mass of congealed incompetency in the Postal Department to keep you from instituting alphabetical sorting by units, 75% of our unfortunate homesick men in hospitals and at base depots will continue to receive no home letters. It is of bigger things I write you now. I shall talk as if you were by my side, as in the good days. In my last hurried note, I could deal only with a few urgent matters affecting Australian administration, especially those concerning appointments of senior officers and treatment of wounded. I now write of the unfortunate Dardanelles expedition, in the light of what knowledge I could gain on the spot, on the lines of communication, and in Egypt. It is, undoubtedly, one of the most terrible chapters in our history. Your fears have been justified. I have not military knowledge to be able to say whether the enterprise ever had a chance of succeeding. Certainly there has been a series of disastrous underestimations, and I think our Australian generals are right when they say that had any one of these been luckily so un-English a thing as an overestimation, we should have been through to Constantinople at much less cost than we have paid for our slender perch on the cliffs of the peninsula. The first two efforts, those of the fleet alone and of the combined forces in April to May, failed miserably, mainly because London expected far too much from floating artillery. It is only now being recognised that the naval guns, with their flat trajectory, are of little avail against the narrow Turkish trenches. The last great effort, that of August 6th to 21st, was a costly and bloody fiasco because, in addition to wretched staff work, the troops sent were inadequate and of most uneven quality. That failure has created a situation which even yet has not been seriously faced, that is, a choice between withdrawal of our armies and hanging on for a fresh offensive after winter. Unfortunately, I was not in time for any of these big operations.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?